Orsha. A Belarusian town of Orsha, despite it did not belong to the Ostrov princes, played a huge role in expanding the territories of the Ostrov principality. Here, Prince Konstantin Ivanovich Ostrovsky, who was called Scipio and Hannibal of Rus, took part in the famous Battle of Orsha in 1514. According to legends, which were formed during the prince's lifetime, the hetman of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, Konstantin Ivanovich, leading an army of 16,000, defeated the Muscovites, who numbered 80,000. Actually, these numbers were greatly exaggerated. Nevertheless, the Battle of Orsha went down in history as one of the most prominent victories of Prince Ostrovsky. The army led by Konstantin Ivanovich Ostrovsky consisted of the Lithuanian feudal militia, district banners of Ukrainian, Lithuanian and Belarusian lands, the Polish noble militia, mercenaries from Livonia, Germany and Hungary, and famous Polish hussars. There was no unity in the Moscow command, but it did not diminish the importance of the victory of the prince who skillfully led various branches of the army. Thus, the Lithuanian cavalry lured the Muscovites to guns with a feigned retreat. The enemy's left flank was repelled to the swamp and completely defeated. The river Kropivna was overflowed with the corpses of Muscovites. The enemy army began to retreat in disarray. The losses of the defeated, as for that time, were terrible. Tens of thousands of soldiers were killed, 380 voivodes and nobles were taken captive. The Battle of Orsha glorified Konstantin Ivanovich. He was given triumphant ceremonies in Vilnius and Krakow. The king even gave him the right to use the seal of Red Wax, which was considered the prerogative of only independent rulers at that time. Until the end of his life, Konstantin Ivanovich remained hetman of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. In 1511, he became a castellan of Vilnius Castle and got the title of the Trakai Voivode in 1522. These positions were considered the highest in the hierarchy of power of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania.